The poll conducted by the Castleton Polling Institute queried Vermonters on energy issues. Among the questions, should the state of Vermont continue to try and close Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant? 44.8% said yes, 44.2% said no, 10.7% were not sure, and 3% refused to answer. Both proponents and opponents of the plant's continued operation say the poll is in line with previous surveys. New England Coalition technical advisor Ray Shattis says most Vermonters have a fixed opinion, even with millions being spent to try to change their position.
That particular poll tracked with previous polls that have been conducted in Vermont, and it's never really moved in the last several years, at least, more than a percentage point or two off of an even split. And this is indicative of the work that needs to be done, which is to convince a large majority of Vermont people to one side or the other.
Ethan Allen Institute Energy Education Project Director Meredith Angwin expected the results because every poll she's seen has been close to an even split.
The Doyle poll done at town meetings had pretty much the same split. I think that what's going on here is that it surprises people to see this split because the opponents are so active and holding rallies and demonstrations and getting arrested, and they make a lot of headlines. And so the activeness of the opponents skews our perception of the number of people in Vermont that want to shut it down. Because there are a lot of people in Vermont that realize that the alternative really isn't wonderful wind turbines, and of course some people don't think they're wonderful. It's fossil, and they don't want fossil. Environmentalists are not actually eager about adding carbon footprint to Vermont. And also a lot of people are aware that relatively inexpensive electricity is important for a healthy economy.
Vermont Citizens Action Network lobbyist Bob Stannard believes if the question had been more detailed, the results would have been different.
And by that I mean if the people that were polled thoroughly understood that Vermont Yankee is no longer doing business with the state of Vermont, we're not buying any power from this plant, we are getting power cheaper elsewhere, so the only reason to have this plant in Vermont is so that we can continue to worry about leaks and more catastrophes happening at this plant. I think if people understood the dynamics of where we are with Entergy in this plant, that poll might have been somewhat different. But that said, it's always been very close to an even split, if not more people wanting to close the plant. It depends on if something hideous is happening at the plant at the time when the poll is done, in which case then those numbers go up for us.
The poll of 607 likely voting Vermonters was conducted by the Castleton Polling Institute at Castleton College for WCAX Television, WDEV Radio, and Vermont Business Magazine. The margin of error is plus or minus 4 percentage points. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.